Hey, Pastor John Aiken here. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Faith Center podcast. We hope today's teaching will awaken and equip you to live out your God-given purpose. Enjoy. Hey, everybody. Good morning. Pastor John here with this week's 10 at 10. I hope you've been having a really good week. And I trust it's even going to get better. Today is a interesting and special day for our nation. And so I hope you've been in prayer, praying for our leaders and doing what the Bible, you know, tells us to do. And I actually was going to teach on that today. But I feel like I need to go a different direction. I'm just following the Lord. And so I can't wait to get into this, and I want you to get your Bible out, and we'll be in Luke chapter 12 here in just a minute. But man, wasn't Sunday morning just crazy? If you've not watched this past Sunday morning's service, or if you weren't there, go back and watch it, because it was just really, really cool. And there's a backstory to all of it that basically is you can't outgive God, and just some really cool stuff happened. I don't know how to explain the whole story to you, but in service, you know, I started off just being lighthearted off of some things that Sarah was saying, and $100 bill turned into all kinds of stuff, and some families were blessed, and families are still being blessed. I don't know the total. There's no way I can track who gave what to who, because it didn't all come, you know, people were given to different people. But we know of so far, and it's still happening, people are giving online to that, what we call the I think we called it the Sunday surprise. And so more and more families are being blessed and surprised by just this wave of generosity. And so in the ballpark of like $7,000 to $10,000 has been given to people who have been in need in, you know, within our church family and meeting needs. And it's just been incredible, man. And, you know, the Lord is good. And like Sarah was saying, you know, Faith Center family, you are a generous group of people. And I know you know the scripture, you know, in Acts where Paul was remembering what Jesus had said about it's more blessed to give than to receive. We give in order to give. We don't give to get. We give in order to give, because all kingdom prosperity is for the purpose of generosity. It's never unto ourselves. And that's kind of what we're going to be talking about today. And today's lesson comes out of the Life Journal. Obviously, you know, many of you know about the Life Journal and that we do this. And we've ordered some more so that there'll be some here at church. And I want them to set up a better resource center at the church. So like Life Journals and you know, T-shirts and books and different things that you can get your hands on and make them available to you. So we're trying to, anybody who really has a passion and a skill to run a little, you know, resource center, I'd love to hear from you, because we want to see that get started so that more people can get their hands on stuff. And in the Life Journal, it helps you to read the Word of God on a daily basis, but also write down what the Lord's speaking to you. And so today's thought comes out of something from back in January, the 12th, that he was speaking to me. I believe it was the 12th. I don't remember the exact date, but something that he was speaking to me. And I just want to share some of these thoughts with you that I believe are from the Lord. And I was going to teach on, you know, praying for our leaders and all that, but I felt like he's really changed my heart on it today. So look in Luke chapter 12, and we'll pray, put 10 minutes on the clock, and we'll get started. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for every soul that's watching. Peace on this house and peace on every house represented. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for your wisdom. Help us to hear, help us to understand, and help us to obey. Grow us in Jesus' name. Amen. So today I'm going to be talking about seeking, selling, and sowing. And it's how Jesus was addressing how to end financial worry. So when you look in Luke chapter 12, man, the whole chapter's amazing. And Jesus is coming to preach the revelation and the technologies and the wisdom, the realities of the kingdom of God, how the kingdom of God operates, how heaven does things, how the government of God functions and operates. And that's why he said, repent, change the way you think. So because heaven's way of doing things, the kingdom of heaven is now at hand, and he's the king. And so it's his way of doing things. And so Luke chapter 12 goes through all kinds of really good stuff. And if you look down at verse 13, and this is going to be a 1-2 skip a few thing, so you can read the whole chapter on your own and write some things down. But in Luke chapter 12, verse 13, there a brother talking about an inheritance. So they started talking about this inheritance. Somebody from the crowd said, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me. And then he gets down and he talks in verse 15. Look at verse 15. And he said to them, take heed and beware of covetousness. So the whole beginning of this thing is you don't walk in covetousness. You don't covet things. You don't want to covet, which is having this unhealthy passion and desire to accumulate things for yourself. You don't want to have just covetousness. We want to walk with contentment, because godliness plus contentment, the Bible says, is a great gain. And so he says, beware of covetousness, because your life does not consist of the things or the abundance of things that you have. Life is not about things. Life is about people, God, relationship with God, and relationship with people. So he tells us not to walk in covetousness and understand that our meaning, what brings life meaning, is not things, it's not stuff. And so verse 16, he then speaks a parable to them about the rich fool. And see, you can be fools come in all shapes and sizes. You can be a rich fool or you can be a poor fool. A fool is a fool. A fool is someone who doesn't walk in God's way, who doesn't obey God, who doesn't walk in God's word, who thinks they know better. A fool does what's right in their own eyes. A fool does what everybody else does. But a wise man hears and understands and grows in wisdom and obeys the Lord, because the grace of God always empowers us for obedience and never for selfishness and never for sin, never for greed, and never for any of that kind of stuff. So you can be a fool even if you got a lot of money, and you could be a fool if you're in poverty. And so we don't want to be foolish. We want to be wise. And so he tells a story, and I'll let you read the story, but the rich man was basically saying, man, I got so much stuff, I'm going to tear down my barns and build bigger barns. And he said to himself, a conversation with himself, you know, that he spoke to his soul saying he's going to kind of hoard all this stuff for himself, is what he says, that he can just eat, drink, and be merry. And that's not prosperity. That's foolishness. That's not prosperity. All kingdom prosperity is always for the purpose of generosity. The scripture we read on Sunday, Deuteronomy 8:18, that remember, it's the Lord your God who gives you the ability to gain wealth so that his covenant may be established. It's never for covetousness. It's always for covenant, so his covenant may be established. And so he goes in and look down at verse 21, because Jesus called him a fool because this guy was trying to keep everything and just grow all the stuff for himself, towards himself. And Jesus said, you're a fool. Verse 21, and he says, so is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. See, I don't know about you, but I want to be rich. I do. I want to be rich toward God, not towards myself. I don't want to be rich towards myself. I don't want to measure my life by how much stuff I have. I want to be rich towards God, that God uses me to give, that I'm blessed to be a blessing, that I receive so I can give, and I live to give, and it's more blessed to give than to receive, that God blesses me to overflow and be a blessing. Man, I'm telling you, Sarah and I are believing to buy people cars and pay for people's houses and just bless people, help them start businesses, help do all kinds of stuff to increase people and empower people. You know, it's not entitlement, it's empowerment to strengthen people. And so we want to be rich toward God. So the covenant of God is established, not for the covetousness of man. And so then he goes in and starts talking to disciples about practical things. He's still keeping the same sermon going. And what he talks about is, don't worry. Don't worry about what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, or what you're going to wear. Don't worry about those things. He's saying, don't worry about finances. And he says, look, consider the ravens up in verse 24 and think about their value. And verse 25, he says, which of you by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature. So which of you is increasing and being increased and strengthening by worry? Worry doesn't increase you. It decreases you. It robs all of your potential wisdom from God and the energy and capacity and focus that you could be doing towards working or towards worshiping. You waste it on worrying. So in this context of saying don't covet and don't be selfish, but be rich toward God, if you want to be rich toward God, then what has to happen is you've got to stop worrying. You've got to stop all that anxiety about finances. You got to look at what he's saying. And he walks down, you know these verses, you can read these verses. He talks in verse 28 about that somebody who worries is operating in little faith. You're not functioning in faith if you worry. You're functioning in fear. So what he says is, do not worry and do not fear. Okay, so that's what I'm not supposed to do. What am I supposed to do? Well, he says, verse 31, this is all talking about finances, how to be wise. He says, but seek the kingdom of God. And we know he says the kingdom of God and his righteousness. This has zero to do with unrighteousness. It's all righteousness, the righteousness of God. The kingdom of God is righteous because our King is righteous. He is our righteousness. And so we seek the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added to you. You'll be blessed to be a blessing. You receive so you can give. And so the first thing is seek. You got to seek. You got to seek the kingdom of God, God's mindset, God's motive. How does God look at this? And he tells us here in this next verse, he says, seek kingdom of God, do not fear, because it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. So God, our Father, is giving us a new operating system, the kingdom. And then look at what he says, verse 33, sell what you have and give alms. Provide for yourself money bags, which do not grow old. So he's talking about how the kingdom of God brings provision into your life, not only in your temporary earthly life, but for eternal life, That it's this huge teaching that so you got to seek God's way of doing things, and then you've got to sell what, and not sell everything, but the things that you don't need, the things that you can do without, the things that are probably robbing you and from, you know, walking with God and interrupting and distracting you from your walk with God, the things that you thought made you valuable, the things that you felt like gave you identity that really don't give you any identity, the things that you don't need, sell them. And when you sell them, you're turning it into seed. See, when you sell, he didn't say give it to the poor. He said sell those things. And then the money, those things turn into money because you sell it, and that money is seed. And when you give that money as an offering, not a tithe, it's not a tithe, but when you give above and beyond your tithe, that's seed. You sell something to sow something. There goes my timer. But you sell something to sow something. And when you sow something, you're meeting a need in somebody else, but you're sowing a seed for God to provide for you. So read through this chapter. Look at this. Jesus is giving us kingdom strategies of how the kingdom operates. And if you're in need, then seek the kingdom of God. Sell some stuff that you don't need. And when you think, well, it's not going to sell and no one's going to buy it, hey, quit being a doubter and be like, Lord, what can I sell? Show me, what can I sell? And then once you sell it, take either all or a part of that money and say, God, I've sold this TV and I've got $50. What of this is seed? And God may say it's all $50, or God may say it's $25 or whatever. Whatever this is seed, then sow it into somebody else to be a blessing to them. And watch how the Lord brings provision into your life. Seek, sell, sow. Stop worrying about finances. God's brought his kingdom to show you a better way. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray your peace and your joy over your people as you teach us how to operate according to the kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Love you. See you Sunday.
Thanks again for listening to the Faith Center podcast. To connect with us, go to faithcenter.tv and fill out our connection card. We pray blessings over you and your family. We'll see you next time.